This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians. Even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train. And only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Philadelphia 76ers will be the seventh seed in the East after beating the Orlando Magic 109-97. Four players for Philadelphia had 15 or more points, led by Tyrese Maxey's 31. Only two had that match for Orlando. Paolo Banchero had 18. Desmond Bane had 34. Orlando will play a home game against Charlotte to determine the eighth seed. LaMelo Ball has been assigned a flagrant two foul and has been fined $35,000 for unnecessary and reckless contact with Bam Adebayo. He was also fined $25,000 for using profanity in his postgame interview. The Warriors knocked down the Clippers out of the postseason with a 126-121 win. Steph Curry, 35 points in 36 minutes. Kristaps Porzingis added 20. Golden State plays Phoenix on Friday for the eighth seed. And Shohei Ohtani's scoreless inning streak snapped at 32 and two-thirds innings as the Dodgers beat the Mets 8-1. I'm Martin Weiss.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Supervisor and Paso Robles City Council candidate clash over PAC allegations. Wilsona Road underpass beneath US 101 complete. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A San Luis Obispo County Supervisor and Paso Robles City Councilmember candidate have clashed over a political action committee on social media. District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding alleged that the political action committee of General Build would use its funds to influence the District 4 race by supporting his opponent, Adam Verdin. Paulding also said Verdin was seen at the Slow Housing Summit with Michael Massey, Passerville City Councilmember candidate for District 2 and founder of the committee. Massey said he has left the committee to focus on his own campaign and said in a statement to Paulding, "The claims you made about my involvement are inaccurate. The PAC you reference is not active in your race, and you know this. A simple review of the PAC's public filings would show it has made no effort to raise funds." Massey continues, quote, "Dragging private citizens into campaign messaging, using half-truths and innuendo is exactly the kind of policies that erodes public trust." Paulding said Massey is a public figure, now a candidate for public office himself, as well as a political advocate and head of a pro-development organization. He also said he has no intentions of withdrawing his statements. Caltrans District 5 announced that construction on the Welsona Road Safety Improvement Project is now complete. The project constructed an undercrossing and frontage road near the intersection of the US 101 and Welsona Road. A 112-foot-long bridge and undercrossing eliminates the need for motorists to make left turns across traffic onto the 101. The contractor for this $12.2 million project was Cal Portland Construction of Santa Maria. Elections Office releases statement on why polling places and precincts change. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KBRL News continues at 8:12. The County Elections Office has released a statement seeking to answer questions on why precincts and polling places sometimes change. The Elections Office says that while these are inconvenient, these adjustments are not arbitrary. They are required to ensure elections remain fair, accurate, and compliant with state law. The Elections Office says precincts can sometimes change with redistricting, population shifts, and due to legal compliance. Even small boundary shifts can place a voter into a different precinct than in a previous election. Polling places are assigned once precincts are set, and criteria include meeting ADA requirements, proximity, capacity and safety, and whether the location is available for the election. The Elections Office says a change in polling places is not intended to discourage participation. It reflects the county's responsibility to follow state election laws, ensure accurate ballots for every voter, and maintain fair and consistent election administration. The Atascadero Police Department is reminding motorists that April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The APD encourages drivers to stay focused, keep their eyes forward and hands on the wheel. Distractions like checking a phone, using an in-dash touchscreen or car phone app, adjusting the radio, or eating can have serious consequences. APD Commander Matt Chesson said when drivers take their eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, lives can change forever. The County DA's office held an event yesterday morning on Victims' Rights Awareness Month. The full meeting can still be viewed on the DA's office YouTube page. In the meeting, District Attorney Dan Dow first called on attendees to change the language used for the criminal justice system, to call it the criminal and victim justice system. Every decision, every reform, and every sentence has a profound and lasting impact on a real human being who was harmed, Dow said. Dan Dow said, despite laws being passed in California regarding victims' rights, there is still a great deal of hard work ahead. Victims continue to tell us they feel overlooked by a system that seems more focused on offenders than those who were harmed. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mets 8-2, the Athletics over the Rangers 6-5, the Padres beat the Mariners 7-6, the Reds over the Giants 8-3, the Yankees beat the Angels 5-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Giants will face the Reds, the Angels will go against the Yankees. In the NBA, the Warriors beat the Clippers 126-121. Tomorrow, the Warriors will face the Suns. In California news, California Attorney John Eastman was ordered by the state Supreme Court to be disbarred and his name stricken from the state role of attorneys. The court ruled that there was clear evidence that Eastman advanced false claims about the 2020 presidential election to mislead courts, public officials, and the American public. Eastman was a legal advisor to President Trump during the 2020 election and wrote about a plan to reject the electoral votes for Biden while presiding over a joint session of Congress on January 6th. A UCLA survey found that Los Angeles County residents are the most dissatisfied with their quality of life than at any point in this past decade. The 2026 Los Angeles Quality of Life Index score dropped to a record low of 52, with six of the nine categories reaching their lowest levels. Lowest rated areas were education, transportation, and cost of living. Another top concern was immigration enforcement, with nearly 31% of respondents saying they were worried that they or someone close to them would be deported. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Fertilizer prices have spiked over the past several weeks. The only good thing about this, says Coulibio Chief Commercial Officer Geraldo Mattioli, is that it's happening at a time that many farmers have a lot of their needs already locked in. But he says those high wholesale prices will be felt by more and more farmers very soon.
I hope that the farmers did not get impacted as much as you see on the market news right now. But there will be impact. You know, they always need to buy some more in season. Availability may not be there. The fact that the price have raised so much so fast, it did push some farmers to take a look at alternatives.
Companies like Coulibio are offering innovative ways for farmers to offset some of their fertilizer needs, and Mattioli urges farmers to consider them.
Biologics are not new to the market, but I think the science has been improving quite a lot. So what a farmer may have seen 5 years ago, it's probably not the same as he would see today with the science that has evolved so far. So I think, you know, be open and definitely support anything that can be done to mitigate this volatility and have one more option for you when you have to decide what to do.
That's Geraldo Mattioli of Coulibio.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Linsco's LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit linscosltranch.com. And remember, bid live at DV Auction or liveag.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Following research that showed California's 2016 agricultural overtime law resulted in an overall decline in farm worker earnings, State Senator Melissa Hurtado co-authored Senate Bill 921, which would create a tax credit to offset the cost to farmers of paying overtime premiums. Just going around the Senate district at different types of events where there were farm workers, I've had individuals come up to me and tell me that it's killing them, that they're getting reduced hours and they want more hours, Hurtado told Ag Alert last month in an interview. It's something I've been very vocal about, which is not a popular thing to do as a Democrat, but it's a necessary thing to do. We can get it right. This doesn't have to be a situation where everyone loses. Everyone can win. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Some clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. Cloudy on Monday through Wednesday with a 30% chance of light showers. Sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday. Mid 70s Sunday. Upper 60s on Monday, low 60s Tuesday, mid 60s on Wednesday, 71 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each. And black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages turned negative after an upbeat start to the session. Investors are looking at better-than-expected earnings from PepsiCo, Travelers, and Bank of New York Mellon. Charles Schwab will compete with Robinhood in the crypto trading business. Schwab announced this morning that Schwab Crypto will start a phased rollout in coming weeks. It'll provide access to Bitcoin and Ethereum trading, combined with educational content and experienced professional support. Schwab also reported its profit jumped 30% in the recent quarter, helped by demand for trading and volatile financial markets. QVC Group, the cable shopping service, says it plans to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. It's also parent company of HSN, formerly Home Shopping Network. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Red Scooter and Deli, they've been around for 16 years with delicious food. They're down there across from the city park. And also right next to the pet department on 6th Street. And don't forget, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person. Red Scooter Deli. That's it. RedScooterDeli.com or call 805-237-1780. And they're open daily 6:30 to 4.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the 1800s, as today, as long as you dress like a cowboy or cowgirl and act like one, people believe you are one. The subject of today's continuing story is one such person. As a young girl, Phoebe Ann Moses had a natural skill with a rifle. She not only provided meat for her family, she harvested enough to sell at the stores. As a 15-year-old, she defeated a traveling sharpshooter by the name of Frank Butler. Frank was so smitten with her that later they got married. When Frank's partner became ill, Phoebe Ann took his place and became Annie Oakley. On April 17, 1885, Frank and Annie happened to be performing in New Orleans at the same time as Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. Frank and Annie asked Buffalo Bill for a job. Buffalo Bill said that he had plenty of sharpshooters, so Frank offered to work for free. In Louisville, Kentucky, Annie Oakley got her first chance to perform. The crowd of 17,000 fell in love with her. Dressed in cowboy boots and a wide-brimmed hat, within a short time, Annie Oakley became the star of the show and traveled with Buffalo Bill for 17 years. Annie never signed a contract with Buffalo Bill, saying his words were more than most contracts. Buffalo Bill called her Little Missy. Sitting Bull called her Little Sure Shot. Her husband, Frank Butler, was known as Mr. Annie Oakley. At the age of 41, Buffalo Bill's train crashed, seriously hurting Annie. Because of ongoing back problems, she stopped traveling and began performing on stage and teaching shooting skills. After an automobile accident, she retired from the spotlight, and in 1926 she died. Devastated, her loving husband passed away 3 weeks later. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, tiramisu cups, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Polka News Update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. District Forest Supervisor Jimmy Paulding alleged that the Political Action Committee of General Build would use its funds to influence the District 4 race by supporting his opponent, Adam Verdin. He also alleged that Verdin was seen with the founder of the committee, Michael Massey, a candidate for District 2 City Council in the Paso Robles. Massey said that he has left the committee to focus on his own campaign and that the PAC is not involved in the District 4 race. The County District Attorney's Office held an event yesterday morning on Victims' Rights Awareness Month. In the meeting, Dan Dow called on attendees to change the name of the criminal justice system to the criminal victim justice system, citing there is still a great deal of work ahead for victims overlooked by current laws. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. War Secretary Pete Hegseth warning Iran of the U.S. military might at a briefing this morning discussing Iran's new supreme leader.
Not a lot coming from him right now, understandably so. A lot of fear. Believed to be alive, wounded, and disfigured status remains the same.
As for the U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, America's top general, Dan Kane.
As of this morning, U.S. Central Command has not been required to board any particular ships.
The U.S. naval blockade that began on Monday at 10 a.m. has turned back 13 vessels headed to or attempting to leave Iranian ports.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Lebanon's president refuses to speak to Israel's prime minister. That from a government official familiar with the developments. President Trump indicated in a Truth Social post that the two leaders would connect today. America's listening to Fox News.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine on your Thursday, mid-70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows right around 40. Sunny again on your Friday with highs in the upper 70s. As we head out to Saturday for your enjoyable weekend, we'll be 80 degrees with some clouds and partly cloudy Sunday, mid-70s. May get some rain late into Tuesday. Monday's highs in the upper 60s. That percent chance of rain is about 50%. For your Tuesday, mid-60s, mid-60s Wednesday, and 70, mostly sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:29 a.m., 7:37 p.m. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Yes, indeed. All right. Sound off this afternoon. Karen, 12:30 till 2. She'll have on U.S. congressional candidate Bob Mitchell. All right, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, fast 24/7 same day service, it's them. 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch and headed for home. 238-5775, which you can text that number. 238-KPRL. Pretty darn simple, don't you think? Ah, technology. It's amazing.
Operator, please connect me with the Morning Exchange.
Okie dokes, let's see here. We've got a couple of texts that came in. Kevin, my daughter owns a vacuum that not only vacuums her home, but also mops the floor. So she controls the vacuum when she's away at work from her own phone. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Well, that would be safer than the oven, wouldn't it, Chris?
A little bit, yes.
Yep. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Okay. Let's see here. DDT was developed in the 1940s and was effective pesticide. It was used extensively to control malaria carrying mosquitoes, which saved many lives worldwide. For humans, it's relatively safe. DDT will soften birds' eggshells when the birds, especially birds of prey, tried to incubate their eggs. The eggs broke in the nest. Okay, so the effects of DDT. Well, DDT, again, this gentleman was right. It was used from the 1940s to 1970s, and it, due to extreme persistence and toxicity, it was banned in the United States and in 1972, and internationally, it wasn't until 2004. And historically, it was used for agricultural pests and to combat disease-carrying insects, malaria, yellow fever, okay? While banned, it is still used in limited controlled settings for disease vector control. And apparently, it lingers in the ground for a long time. And what highlighted the effects of it, the negative effects, was a book called Silent Spring back in 1962. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, I know that people think that we're just so far away from the elections that they really don't have to start thinking about it yet, but you do. And you have to start thinking about the issues. We still have a major homeless problem that it does not appear as though anybody's working on at all. Certainly not our new homeless services manager has done, in my opinion, nothing other than file reports for the last year or so that she's been in the job. But, you know, when you talk about issues that are coming up, of course, one of the major ones is going to be housing. And we have some real housing problems in this area. Number one, not enough affordable housing. But what's on the books to be demanded of us as far as our RENA numbers are concerned, and for those who don't know what the RENA numbers are, it's the Regional Housing Needs Allocation that's put out by the governor. And he demands that you build X number of houses in your area. And there's kind of no choice about that, or they withhold grant money and funds and those kinds of things. So you really have to meet those needs. And we do. We just don't build enough affordable housing. So next,
let me ask you a question.
Sure.
To me, it's like quality of life. What is affordable housing?
I think, well, affordable housing, and, okay, so it's defined somewhere, and I, right at the moment, I can't point to it, but there are income standards, you know, so if you say you're going to build affordable housing, then those houses can be, then people in a certain income bracket can afford that house. But we don't build that level of house right now. And when you look at the developments that they approve, for instance, there's one that was a month or so ago that was for the 24 residential units on Creston that's going in. Well, those are going to be four-bedroom units, and they're going to be for sale. They're not going to be rentals. They're going to be for sale. Well, there's one affordable unit designated in that 24. But those units, you know, four-bedroom units, are going to be selling for multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars. So when you, let's just say you have a unit that's selling for $400,000, the affordable unit might be $200,000. So, and one out of 24 is going to be that. So that's how they designate in developments, that you have to have X number of affordable units. But if you've got a house that's selling for $800,000-$900,000, and only a couple of them have to be in the complex, have to be affordable, who can afford them still at being affordable?
Well, okay, so a couple of things. The city of Paso Robles is in, as you know, in a lawsuit with the Quiet Title people over the water. Why hasn't the city of Paso Robles, and we may know the answer to this, filed something with the state of California saying, you know, we have a water issue problem here, and we can't meet the demands of you telling us that we have to do this housing?
Because I don't think that we have a water problem.
No, exactly right. So my point was, then why are they suing the Quiet Title people?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. You know, it's really hard for me. I mean, I just love Greg Graywall, but sometimes I just get so lost in all of the details that I have to sit back and say, look, this is not in my wheelhouse. I've got to let somebody else handle it. But I don't have an answer for that. I just don't.
All right, so the cities, and you know, we'll include the county. So their development fees for somebody to put a shovel in the ground are astronomical.
Yeah,
and then,
they are.
So the developers come in and they want to do something, but the price is, and they have to make their money back. Now, a couple of things happen. The city makes concessions sometimes to these developers.
Most times, yes.
And who pays that?
Well, what specifically when they make concessions?
What I'm saying is that, like, this project that was done over here X amount of years ago, where the lady said, we probably won't be able to pay you back. And she was at least honest. So
yes.
Then that money is paid back through the rest of us.
That's right.
So when they make these concessions, then the rest of us have to pay for it.
Yes. Well, okay, so, and a good example of that is the Olson Chandler development. And for those who don't know, it's over here on the east side of Paso Robles, which now is going to be totaling somewhere around 3,800 homes. So on the east side, that has two roads to get out of there, by the way. So When Mr. Olson died and his general contractor or developer or whoever it was took over, he then sold those parcels out to eight different developers. And those eight different developers, even though they stayed with the plan, they built their own stuff. And so, and within that, they have developed, you know, their own units and put in a lot of ADUs and things like that, which increased the number of homes that are going to be built over there. But this gentleman who bought from Mr. Olson went before the city council and said, I don't have the money to do the infrastructure before the homes are built. And so the city deferred his obligation for the infrastructure to the end of the project. Now, the end of the project can be 20 years. So in the meantime, you and I are footing the bills for all of the infrastructure to go in for that development over there, or those developments over there. And we're going to foot the bill until they get around to it. And my question was to Warren Frace at Community Development, what happens if they go belly up before they're able to pay the money for the infrastructure? So,
well,
you know, we're footing the bill.
okay, you know, 20 years, person dies or they're gone, the city, the question I have is, so I come before the city and I want to do this project, and then I go, oh, and by the way, I don't have all the money. Well, does the city do any investigation on that, or are they relying on the truth? And then why would somebody come in front of a city asking for a project and then saying, oops, I don't have all the money to do everything?
Well, it's timing. First of all, when this project came up and when this project was fully approved and when they were somewhere down the line, it was actually our city engineer, David Athey, who stood before the council with Mr., I believe his last name is Zamora, and said, I'm here on behalf asking them for a deferral on this because we feel it's financially, well, how did he phrase it? That it's an undue burden and hardship on the developer to pay these development fees or these infrastructure fees before they have sold any homes. And the council said, well, gosh, you know, they're so far into the development now, we can't stop it now and wait for them to come up with the money. So they just approved it and moved ahead. And that's how it happens. They don't tell you in the presentation that they don't have the money for the infrastructure. They promise they'll do it, and sometime or another they'll come back and say, we can't. Well, now what do you do with that developer who's into the project?
Well, is it possible for the city, if they had guts, to tell the developer, well, yep, you know, you know what, out of luck, I guess you're going to have to sell to somebody else.
I understand that, but we don't do that, Kevin. We just don't do that. So you know, but going back to, you know, the number of houses that we have to build, we have to increase our RENA numbers by 2028 by 65%. So our numbers are already hard to attain because we can't find developers, as you said earlier, you can't find developers who can afford to build and not make money. So anyway, so those are, when we've only had growth of 0.4% in the last 10 years, why do we have to increase those numbers by 65%? So my point about that whole thing is that if you think voting for the next governor isn't important, it really is, because that's who dictates how we run our city. We don't like it. We may not approve of it, but we don't have choices. So you really have to be paying attention to who you're voting for governor, and certainly who you're going to vote for in this next election for city council, because they're either going to be on board with all the building because they have a vested interest in it, or they're going to look at these presentations and try to make them develop something that's a little more reasonable for the people who live here, who can, you know darn good and well that people who graduate from Paso Robles High School will never buy a house here.
Well,
in a million years.
Let me, this is somewhat morbid. You ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, we have demographics in this county, not just Paso Robles, of a older population.
Yes.
Okay, so the people that are here now, you know, are they thinking, I don't have the same energy or the desire as I did in my 40s or 50s or maybe even the mid-60s. I don't really give a damn what happens because I'm comfortable right now, so I don't care.
You have a lot of that. You do. You have a lot of that. But unfortunately, you also have, because of how the economy has gone and what's been happening, unfortunately, out of the 66% over the age of 65 here in Paso Robles, for instance, you have a lot of people who are suffering financially. And I'm hoping that it's those people who will step up, and senior citizens vote, so I'm hoping it's those people who will step up and do the work.
Well, okay, senior citizens vote. All right. And that's been pretty historic. Voting is one thing. Being educated,
yeah,
or being promised something. So, you know, because the Democrats do that all the time. They promise people things. They are, because, and sometimes because people are scared. Government scares us. Well, I better vote because they're going to help me get out of this mess that the government created in many cases.
Yeah.
So, I'm not as cynical as I sound, but I have to ask the questions.
Okay. And the question specifically is?
Well, it gets back to, okay, that they vote, but how are they really voting? You know, it's one thing to sit down and have a conversation with somebody and, you know, talk about right and wrong.
Right.
But when it comes making to those decisions on, you know, what's best overall for everybody, people are going to vote selfishly.
Well, and senior citizens habitually, because a lot of them have missed the window of opportunity for the internet, are not going to do the work that's required to really do the research, et cetera. So they have to depend on, let's just say, shows like KPRL, or whether you like it or not, there's lots of good websites out there that talk about what's going on and who's running, et cetera. People just have to try their best to step up and do the work and talk to reliable sources for what's going on and who to vote for.
Well, another thing, too, is that the people in the age group we're talking about, and I know this from somewhat of a personal experience because my dad was basically thrown off the board of ARP in Florida because he challenged the people in his age group of what they voted for in the past that has created the problems today.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, now these people are, you know, a little scared and so forth, and I understand that. But you know what? 20, 30 years ago, how were you voting and who did you put in office?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You know, we're living with the sins of our past.
Indeed, we are, even outside of politics.
Yeah, absolutely true. So, again, you know, all I can do is say to people, you need to start doing your research now. Look at the websites. Go onto the city website. Just type in elections, and you'll find who's filed to run and who's going on, and mm-hmm. then research those people.
Yeah. No, you're right. Get educated and stay educated. All righty, thanks.
Please. You're welcome.
Let's see. Tech, speaking of the Alston Chandler project, it seems as though construction on the apartments or whatever they are nearest Hanson Road has stalled. All we see out that way are landscapers tending to the plants along the road. Okay. Then another one, when is the hotel on South Vine going to be finished? And what is the holdup? I don't know. I don't know. It's been there for a long time. I know that, so I couldn't tell you, sir, or ma'am, whoever. All right, let's see here. Do we have time for anything in today in history? I don't know if we do. Let's see here. Oh, no, we're up against the clock right now, so I don't have to worry about it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans District 5 announced that construction on the Wellsona Road Safety Improvement Project is now complete. The project constructed an undercrossing and frontage near the intersection, which eliminates the need for motorists to make left turns across traffic on the US 101. The APD is reminding motorists that April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The Atascadero Police Department encourages drivers to stay focused, keep their eyes forward and hands on the wheel. In 2023, 158 people were killed in distracted driving crashes in California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. Karen will have on congressional candidate Mr. Bob Mitchell. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business, and keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. Pretty important things there. All right, this hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.